more into detail about the physical effects of anxiety. There are some types of anxiety which are also talked briefly about in the chapter. There are also therapies and treatments that are used to overcome and control anxiety. Their details are discussed in the chapter from where you can find out what sort of treatment will suit you better. Some other ways of coping with anxiety are also discussed later on, and they will surely prove beneficial to the reader. The third chapter will make you aware of how interrelated physical and mental healths are. There are also details on how to improve one's physical health to influence a person's anxiety positively. You will also learn how important practicing well-being is. If you are to ignore physical health, it will cause problems for your mental health as well. The fourth chapter will delve deep into mindfulness and its vast benefits. Mindfulness is a very powerful tool we have but don't know how to use. It can be practiced through meditation techniques, etc. It makes us see things more clearly than ever before. Practicing mindfulness will arm you against any anxiety and panic attacks. In this chapter, it is explained in detail what it means and what are its advantages. In the fifth chapter, we will learn about meditation and how it can help manage anxiety. We first start off by knowing what it is. You also have got to know its benefits and various techniques from which one can pick according to their choice. We will also learn the accurate posture you should have during meditation. We will learn how meditation reinforces our brain to stave off anxiety and panic attacks. It is a long road, but a successful one for sure. Besides helping us out with anxiety and panic disorder, meditation has numerous other benefits for our body and mind. The sixth chapter will explore the meaning behind self-love and its importance in fighting anxiety. Our battle with anxiety has to start from a positive ground. We first have to be fully comfortable and respectful towards others. You will also find out how lack of self-love can actually breed anxiety. Opening up about anxiety is not an easy task, but could be very helpful against anxiety. How to go about the whole process is talked about in detail in the seventh chapter. You will also learn how to evaluate your therapist and choose the right one. In this chapter, there are also guidelines for people who have just recently become aware of their anxiety and now they want to seek help. It will give them knowledge about things to consider when talking to someone about mental health, what you should accept and be prepared for. There is also information about talk therapy there. In the eighth chapter, we address the misunderstanding about anxiety. Despite affecting so many people, it remains a different experience for all of them. There are also common mistakes pointed out in that chapter, which we will go into detail, the mistakes that make our anxiety worse. The ninth chapter is about where we talk about putting our foot down and start to incorporate practices into our life, which will help you get rid of anxiety and panic attacks. We will learn how to manage our responses. It is basically a comprehensive listing of all the things you should be avoiding or adapting to lead a healthy lifestyle free of anxiety. Chapter 1. What is anxiety? The rest of your life will not be mastered in just one day. Relax and master the day. Then, keep doing that every single day. What to know about anxiety? Anxiety is caused by any stress you are going through. It is a feeling of dread which overcomes you about a future event. Nearly 30% of adults experience anxiety at some point in their lives. Anxiety disorders are treatable. With the right treatment, it could lead to a productive and healthy lifestyle by overcoming your anxiety. Anxiety has a number of symptoms which are irrational worry, distress, and fear. Anxiety can also overcome a person gradually. It usually occurs in anticipation of a stressful situation. Anxiety disorder is when you experience these feelings on an extreme level and they interfere with your daily life. This jittery feeling on a small